Welcome to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, produced by the Qayyim Institute. In this podcast, we are delivering the commentary of the Noble Quran as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur.
Today, in part 4 of our discussion, we will be looking at the theme of harassing Prophet Musa, that is, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and we will be reviewing verse number 5.
Now, before we go to the commentary as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati from his Tafsir An-Nur, let's have a listen to the Arabic of this verse for today, along with the English translation, and then we'll come back with the commentary. Allah says the following.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ
When Moses said to his people, O my people, why do you torment me when you certainly know that I am God's apostle to you? So when they, his community, swerved from the right path, God made their hearts swerve, and God does not guide the transgressing lot. Thinking points. The word zagha comes from the word zeigh, and it means to deviate from the right path. The soul of the human being is constantly attracted to traverse the straight path. However, it is the person himself that makes it, the soul, to deviate. In the previous verses, there is a critique on people who speak one thing, however, do not act according to what they say. While in this verse, the discussion is about those who act in a certain way which goes against their knowledge. In the case of this verse, it is about those who knew that Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, is a prophet of God. Yet, they still insisted on harassing him and giving him trouble. As we know, God distributes his punishment and reward on the basis of his justice and wisdom, and on how the human being acts. It is through the intellect, human nature, what is called the fitra, and the sending of prophets that he, God, guides humanity. Whoever accepts the guidance are given even further guidance. And this is seen in chapter number 47, Surah Muhammad, verse 17, in which God says,
وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ
As for those who are rightly guided, he enhances their guidance and invests them with their God-wariness. In addition, whoever, through their own knowledge and intention, choose a path of deviance, God will leave them on that path. And God mentions this in chapter 61, Surah As-Saff, verse number 3, in which he says, as we've been reading, So when they swerved from the right path, God made their hearts swerve. The harassment and maltreatment of Prophets Musa, peace be upon him, and Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. The various types of persecution which the community of Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, subjected their prophet to are numerous, including the following examples. Example 1, Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 55.
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً
And when you said, O Moses, we will not believe you until we see God visibly. Example 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 61.
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ
And when you said, O Moses, we will not put up with one kind of food. Example 3, Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse number 22.
قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ وَإِنَّا لَن وَإِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا حَتَّى يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ
They said, O Moses, there are tyrannical people in it. We will not enter it until they leave. But once they leave, then we will go in. Example number 4. from chapter number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 24.
قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا فَاذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَاهُنَا قَاعِدُونَ
They said, O Moses, we will never enter it so long as they remain in it. Go ahead, you and your Lord, and fight. We will be sitting right here. Example 5, Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 138.
قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى اجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ
They said, O Moses, make for us a god like the gods that they have. Moses replied to them, saying, You are indeed an ignorant lot. Example 6, Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 129.
قَالُوا أُوذِينَا مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِن بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا قَالَ عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُهْلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ
They said, We were tormented before you came to us, and also after you came to us. He, Prophet Moses, said to them, Maybe your Lord will destroy your enemy and make you the successors in the land. And then he will show you how you act. Let us take a pause here in the commentary of Surah As-Saff, as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati and found in his Tafsir al-Nur, and we'll return with the continuation of the review of chapter 61. To stay up to date when we release new content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram under the Qaim Institute. In addition, be sure you subscribe to our podcast station on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other major providers to receive direct updates when we release new content.